I remember I wasn't much older, maybe 4 or 5 at the most. Those go-to-school mornings were colder as we walked along by the coast. Our mother'd be searching for school bags and combing our hair the wrong way. She'd buttered our toast, buttoned our coats. Here's what me mother would say. Oh, we all need a hug in the morning and one at the end of the day. And as many as possible squeezed in between to keep life troubles at bay. No matter wherever you ramble, may your problems be great or be small. Oh, it's my belief, for instant relief, a hug is the best cure of all. Isn't that lovely?
That's
lovely. That's right. I like it. I don't know. It's lovely to hear a nice quiet, a quiet audience, but yeah, a wee bit of breathing would be nice. I am used to this in audiences, you know. I'm used to this in audiences because I was playing one time in Redcastle and the crowd, they were with me all the way. But I shook them off outside my look. So the next verse goes like this here. Oh, we'll do the chorus again just to see you get into it. Right, here we go. Oh, we all need a hug in the morning and one at the end of the day. And as many as possible squeezed in between to keep life troubles at bay. Oh, no matter wherever you ramble, may your problems be great or be small. Oh, it's my belief, for instant relief, a hug is the best cure of all. Now when Adam was cast from the garden, and feeling that life was unfair, his temper was beginning to harden, when Eve says, I've nothing to wear. But God in his mercy looked kindly, and gave his great shoulders a shrug. He said, I'll give humankind a piece of my mind, and so he created the hug. Oh, we all need a hug in the morning, and one at the end of the day. And as many as possible squeezed in between to keep life's troubles at bay. Oh, no matter wherever you ramble, may your problems be great or be small. Oh, it's my belief, for instant relief, a hug is the best cure of all. It's not over yet. There's somebody up there has got a hug there. Look at that there.
Sorry, Barry Jr., you Paddy.
Hey! I'll be expecting a few hugs after this now. That was very good. There was a lovely, my last girl in there, she was the loveliest girl in the world. I mean, she was one of a twin, and the only way you could tell them apart, the brother was bald. And she was slightly cross-eyed as well, a wee bit cross-eyed. She was a wee bit cross-eyed, because when she cried, tears ran down her back. I'll never forget the first time, you know, we met her. She was sitting on the new foil bridge, dangling her feet in the river. And she gave me a wave. I still have it at home in a bucket. But I said, I'll press her. I says, the first date, I'll invite her out, you see. I'll order everything in French. That'll impress her, you see. And of course, the Chinese waiter wasn't very impressed. So I always be careful. If you're out in the Chinese on the first date, now be very careful, because a curry's out of the question. Because the last time I ordered a curry, I had whiplash from a duvet. So I decided I'll go for chicken, salad and chips. See, you couldn't go wrong there. Chicken. And when the waiter brought it, I just said, hold on. I said, don't go away. Look, one of these chicken legs is longer than the other. He said, do you want to eat it or dance with it? And I said, excuse me. I said, do you have frog's legs? He says, yes. I said, well, hop over the bar and get me out. But it never worked out anyway. It never worked out. As her father, I blame her father, because he was a very strict man. I didn't like him at all, because he's very strict. He came round to the house.
Father.
Hey, not, is that your... Did you see that? Who is that woman there? What's her name? Interference? the one I got her father. It's her father, that's who it was. Her father. And he called round to the house then, you see, and he says, excuse me, he says, can you support the family? And I got up on the high horse. I says, yes, I think I can. I can support, yes, I can. He says, well, there are nine of us. So here's the last verse now, thank God. A letter can bring consolation, and a phone call can brighten the night. Amidst great aggravation, they can bring at least some wrong things to right. Now, whenever your heart is a-breaking, and your life's going down past the plug, and you feel like a ghost, the thing you want most is for someone to give you a hug. Oh, we all need a hug in the morning, and one at the end of the day. And as many as possible squeezed in between to keep life's troubles at bay. Oh, no matter wherever you ramble, may your problems be great or be small. Oh, it's my belief, for instant relief, a hug is the best cure of all. Thank you. I don't care what you say, Desi, they're a nice crowd.